Welcome back to the Gallant Goblin Plays. I was gonna say Candlekeep Mysteries. We're not playing Candlekeep Mysteries anymore.
Hey,
you were that.
I will do that again.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun. I did love that. But today we are playing Troubles in Otari. Once again, Pathfinder 2nd Edition. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Great.
I've got a plushie.
You do have a plushie. One of our little cobalt plushies, our little barn.
I love this.
One thing that I don't think a lot of people have seen yet is that we have a little website for the kobolds. Bonfirebites.com, I think is what it is. Granny, correct me if I'm wrong. Where we have like a little ongoing webcomic about our little kobolds that are having stories, and there's an adventure, a free adventure that you can download where if I remember correctly, it's been a while since we pushed it out, but a copper dragon has a toothache and has a little friend who's a gnome and was trying to help remove this tooth from this dragon, and the dragon accidentally got scared and hiccuped and swallowed the gnome. Mm-hmm. And so you have to find a way to retrieve the gnome before it is digested in the dragon's belly.
Hmm.
Oh, and Alex made recipes for it.
I did. There is corresponding recipes to the different stories.
It's like have real world food.
Yeah.
So
that good. That one is a nice little dessert that goes with it.
Oh,
it's
that.
Fun.
And the plushies are going to come up on kobaplush.com when we get that Kickstarter going on. But what I wanted to talk to you all about today, I just wanted to hear about. We've all played RPGs for a little while now. Mm-hmm. Some of us a little bit longer than others. Mm-hmm. If you have a favorite character that you have played in one of these games, whether it's just a one-shot or a long-term campaign, I want to hear about your favorite character you've played. Who has one they want to start with?
Oh, I know mine.
Okay.
Mine is, she is a fighter that actually Jack DMs that group, and she is a kind of based her visually off of like Aztec warrior kind of thing.
Ooh.
And she just goes around spreading corn and corn-based treats to everybody. She's level 18 right now.
Oh my god.
So
did you play her all the way to 18?
We've played her all the way to 18. And
that's impressive.
I specifically took the chef feat whenever it came out because it was already a joke in our group that, oh, she just makes the food because she follows the corn god, so she's spreading his word. That is a thing in Aztec mythology, and I cannot say pronounce his name appropriately, so I'm not going to say it. So the chef feat came out, and I was like, I'm taking that. So now every morning she makes enough food for everybody to have extra hit points and can heal people and
like,
all this other stuff, and it just was perfect for
this
her.
This is like a mom role part two. Like, you're Ganah,
Ganah's
the mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Ganah is the mom.
Yeah.
She's just like, my god told me to come to this country and bring his food. So
bring this.
Eat. Great.
She's just been planting corn across Faerun.
That's like the Johnny Corn Seed.
Johnny Corn Seed of Faerun.
Awesome. Were you guys planning on doing like a little supplement kind of based on Mexican mythology at some point?
Yeah. It's in the works. It's just I want to make sure that things are culturally appropriate and that, you know, it honors the, you know, history of everything without making it too, I don't want to say it this way, but like kind of
appropriating.
Well, not even appropriating, but like a joke.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure it's good.
I think there's some good examples of how to do it right these days too, because Pathfinder had their Mwangi Expanse book, which is this enormous book all about the continent that's sort of based on Africa and their mythology and their culture. And it's a beautiful, lovely book full of great art and,
And then
monsters pulled from their mythology, which a lot of, like, I'm not that familiar with African mythology.
Yeah.
And so it's like really cool to look through that book.
Yeah, it was definitely Sina Una that got us thinking about
Filipino
it all.
Mythology.
It's so good. If you guys haven't looked at it, check out Sina Una. It's about Filipino stuff. And
we need to do a review of that book because we're buddies with the people who made that too.
Oh, it's so good. I love that
one. It's awesome.
Jack, did you have a character that you played that you really loved? Is it one who wore a name tag?
Well, that's always funny because I remember making that druid and then not realizing that it was basically the druid version of, what's his name from...
Grog.
It was basically just Grog, but a druid.
A druid.
Never watched Vox Machina until, like,
recently.
Years later.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, look.
Maybe they based their character on you.
That's right.
It's actually probably coming out around the same time when you made that one.
Yeah.
Because it was several years ago.
That was a fun character. And you kind of abandoned that character at some point because your main character came back. That was your backup.
Yeah.
And then your main character came back, so that guy kind of wandered off.
Yep.
And then we had a little sideways cut to a vignette, and we kind of saw what that character was up to.
Yeah.
A little bit of a surprise if you remember that from back in the day.
It's like bloodied and fighting or something like that, and then...
Characters never go away, you know. Well, they may be off the screen at one point, but they're still doing their own thing behind the scenes, which is what I love about this game. Mm-hmm. Stu, do you have a character in come to mind?
Yeah, you know, Benji and I have played in a game for several months, and we played online, but I play a sorcerer, a dragonborn sorcerer in that game. And
it's several years.
For several years. It's super fun. We played through all of Curse of Strahd with these characters, and so our characters are appropriately disfigured, I think is the easiest way to put it. So
through curses.
I've got several
dark
curses.
Gifts.
Dark gifts.
A couple of dark gifts, you know, classic.
There's new ones too.
I have a face that is an identical face to mine that just appeared on the back of my head. It talks.
Fully cognizant.
Fully cognizant. Obviously can't control my limbs, but he would if he could. And our DM in that game he's a real pro, and he has a lot of fun voicing Realgar as a the character's name is Fairgar, and so everyone says, well, Fairgar's the fake one, and I'm like, that's me. So, and everyone you know gives me a hard time.
It's like,
shout out to Alex Tay. He's a gift and just a gem of a human being.
Yeah, so playing Fairgar the Sorcerer, and I mean at 12th level you can like do insane magical stuff.
Yeah.
So it's only gotten more fun for me. It's been great.
Love it. I was interested to hear what Stu was going to say, because we've played in a lot of games together, but I think I will go with our, we have a Call of Cthulhu game that we play, I play a...
I want to hear this so bad.
...parapsychologist, and she was, like, basically... the equivalent of being disbarred from the medical society from going from psychology to parapsychology, and she is just she, like, all of the other characters are kind of not assholes, but just kind of like just very like rambunctious, like she is a doctor of rapport and can use a pistol really well. And if you haven't played Call of Cthulhu, it's way more like role play heavy, like battle. You die in battle, like...
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. And we've lost a few very quickly, learning that the hard way. It's been a treat to play her and just kind of, like, see her character grow. Because we went all the way down to Paraguay? Where'd we go? Ecuador.
Yeah.
Or Peru. I don't know. We traveled through a couple places, but...
Yeah, we've been to a couple different countries, but we went to South America.
South America, and... got like found some like disgusting zombies and stuff like that, and just the excitement of all of that and playing with the characters is a lot of fun.
I love it. I want to play a game of Delta Green sometime. If you all heard of Delta Green,
I have heard of it.
It's kind of like, I think it's a little, the rules are a little bit similar to Call of Cthulhu, but it's sort of X-Files the game. It's kind of modern day, maybe 90s. It's more fun to say than the 90s, where you play teachers or police officers or FBI agents investigating things that on the surface appear to just be unusual, but there's usually some sort of Cthulhuian madness or something going on underneath. And you have to kind of investigate and see what's happening. And it's full of horror. If you get into battle, you're probably dead. I really just wanted like a short little campaign of that sometime, maybe for the channel. If anybody's, this always wanted to play a character like an FBI agent, one of those things, like, oh, it'd be so much fun just role playing.
That's fun.
That's a good time.
Well, where we left off this game, you had just finished clearing out Tamely Tandervel's old fishery.
Goodbye,
sweet. Rats.
You finally got rid of all the pests, all the spiders, the oozes that developed. Thank you for the rats that left over from last week. And now this place is yours, but it is a giant mess. There's some, as young Brash found out last week, there are some wooden boards along the deck that are rotting through.
Wouldn't call him young. Wouldn't call Brash young.
Comparatively.
Old man Brash.
People who are actually old.
So yeah, we will. That's one thing that needs to be taken care of. Some of those repairs. Also, though, before we get started, you leveled up to level 3.
Yes.
And I wanted to just very briefly kind of talk about what y'all got at level 3. And if there's something that you've got, like a new feat or a new spell or something that you want to reveal in the moment when they happen, like feel free to say, I'll show you when we get there. But Alex, you want to talk about anything that you got leveling up that you were?
Oh, I definitely have a spell that is gonna. When it happens, is when we'll see.
Okay,
that sounds good. That's gonna be so much fun. But the cool thing that I got also was I took a proficiency in goblin mounts.
Oh God!
So I want a dog.
That's appropriately for your shirt that you're wearing. I think.
Look, I need a corgi to match my shirt, guys.
That's our painting contest shirt.
I was not a judge. I just got a shirt.
That's so cool.
Because I'm married to a judge. It's great.
I believe that the results of our painting contest will have come out by the time this episode airs. And so we're planning to film that next. Yeah. So yeah, that should be out. So
good
congratulations
job.
To the winners.
Congratulations.
Beautiful painting.
I may actually dub that.
Yes. Yeah. Great goblin mini.
No, there's some amazing work that people did for the painting contest, like whole dioramas. The
my favorite part was the.
Oh, that was really.
I really enjoyed that too. Yeah, that was
a good one.
Yep.
Good taste there. Good taste. So
it was just so interesting how they.
Just cut to. Two. Voiceover. Grady
well
is
done.
The only one who can do the voiceover.
So well done is what we're trying to say.
Sorry, go on.
I just loved it so much.
No, I did too. Jack, what'd you get when you leveled up?
I got a few things. So I tried to pick something that was like painful for others and helpful. So I got spell magic and a spiritual weapon. And I can also now treat wounds to two people simultaneously.
Ooh. Love to hear it. It's good for these boys.
Love to hear it.
You know, let's go to the hospital, and then they have the two beds, and the doctor's just doing the surgery simultaneously. That's what you want to see.
Yep. I'm
just
efficiency. Using toes on one and hands over here. And...
You want your doctor to be efficient.
No. Oh.
Don't take any more time than you need to on you.
No.
Quick.
What does your spiritual weapon look like?
It's about time,
it's really. A little ghostly dagger.
Okay. Now I need to go dig up a mini at some point. You'll have to let me know if you have, like, summonables or things like that that I need to grab minis for. Let me know ahead of time. I'll grab those for you.
Not at this point.
So, yeah, we'll come to those when we get it. Stu, what'd you get? You kind of agonized over your feats for a while.
I did. It was kind of tough. Well, I'm also just, like, it's leveling up is just, it takes some forethought, you know?
Yeah.
And, anyway.
Did you want to take an archetype?
You
already had an archetype.
Then I realized I already had one. And I was like, wait a minute. All of this stuff is so strange. So I do already have an archetype, which explains a lot of things. But I took distracting performance as my feat. So my performances now, and it's canon, are especially distracting. That's all I'm saying is that's what the,
especially
you know.
Especially distracting.
That's what the description says.
Is that
when
he takes his shirt off in the middle of combat?
That's...
Everybody just kind of like,
who knows?
Why?
We'll find out.
Okay, but it's distracting.
Valid point.
But yeah, I can do that to allow my allies to sneak away with ease. So it's, you know, just basically gives me some bigger benefits when it comes to distracting like actions and roles and stuff like that.
If you guys get caught in a place you shouldn't be, you can kind of sneak out behind.
I know, like maybe in the doorway with a bunch of rats biting you.
Yeah.
We don't have a way all around. All right, Colin.
Barbarian, I think, is, you know, pretty classically straightforward. Most importantly, my hit points are all the way up to 47 now, so
nice.
I feel way less cushiony.
Not even God himself could kill Corwin.
That's how he feels, for sure.
Yeah, he may feel that way. With all the feats, I got a feat, a general feat, and I went with the Titan Wrestler. So maybe I do want to wrestle a god, and I can do that now. As long as the god is only 3 times my size or smaller.
It's okay, Kalian. Norgorber.
Yeah,
Saren
I could
Ray,
wrestle
Shaylin.
King Galeon.
Yeah.
Saren Ray.
Which would be cool.
Sweet Bobby.
I mean, I would pay to watch that for sure.
So let's get into it here. You have this cleared up fishery. Couple of outstanding things. We talked about it needing to be repaired and need to be cleaned. If this is truly going to be your base of operations. There's also the issue of you've detected magic somewhere in these kind of storage rooms, and you're not sure where that's coming from. So kind of you've cleaned out the last of the rats. Do you want to talk amongst yourselves for a moment about what you want to do? Yeah. And I can give you the information about mechanically how you clean the place.
Okay.
And make repairs, what upgrades you can make. So you can ask me about that when you're ready.
Okay. Let's do you want to just kind of
find the magic-y thing first?
Do the magic.
Yeah, so I'm going to do this strategically, and I'm going to start over here and then just send out pulses and take steps and walk away until I can find out how far this way it is.
Should you do that on the opposite side,
I could
though,
do it.
Just so you don't fall through the rotten floor?
Well, we already see that broken bit. I'll step over.
So what I'll say is, like, given enough time and methodical thinking, like, you will be able to pinpoint this eventually. And you do eventually pinpoint it underneath where that collapsing floor was.
Oh.
So if you had fallen through there, you would have actually found this thing that's underneath there. And so you find a dagger that is under there that appears to be magical.
I pick it up. Can I place it in my...
Are you okay there? You imagine him landing on the dagger?
No, I'm just imagining, like...
Him falling down, he's finding another magical thing, and then...
It must be here. And pulls up a board and reaches down and finds a dagger, and there's Corbin just like, God damn it.
Another magical weapon.
It doesn't look like you guys need a...
Didn't you just get a dagger? I feel like you've got, like, a magical dagger for yourself, right?
No, that's a sword.
No, that was a sword, huh?
That was a sword.
I retconned in a dagger.
Yeah, because you didn't have one.
Yeah.
You forgot to get weapons.
Because I didn't want to be mean to my god there and have her dislike me.
So if you want to identify this particular item...
I can identify it.
No, it's okay. I think there's some cleaning and some big things that probably need to be picked up, and I don't know. It's getting you might need a nap or something.
Corwin, he's a religious man. It's a dagger's connected to his faith. Please, let him have it.
Fine.
Corwin is gonna go like breathe this one off and like take some deep breaths down by the water while everybody's just figuring out what the game plan is.
Corwin's just down there like.
Like, yes, just like that, and like somewhat searching the coastline for something cool that's
like
washed
up. Something shiny like, in the sand.
Like, but yeah, that's definitely not. He's mostly just like.
Find
just
something
mad.
Pretty
venting.
For Ollie.
Yeah, so you can put Corwin down by the water.
At this point, Ollie is off actually fishing. She sees the yellow done with whatever it is. She's gotten bored, so she's gonna go catch some fish.
It's a fish.
Okay.
So you see her kind of diving in the water like a seagull or something.
So I definitely
stupid cool dragon.
I definitely want to repair the deck and everything, and then otherwise I think cleaning up after
all the spiders
and all that stuff. Obviously, I think that's a pretty big priority, and then just making this place like livable, like adequate for accommodations. I think is probably.
We could turn it into an Airbnb.
We need
an Airbnb.
No,
I can't say that.
You said the word.
Oh, come on. That was good.
Cut his mic. All right. Would you want to start with trying to identify the dagger?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Before we get... who's trained in a magical skill, arcana, religion, occultism, or nature?
Religion.
Oh, man.
So if you were trained in one of those, you can roll a check. Recall knowledge check, I believe.
Unnatural 20.
Oh, that's enough. It is a +1 dagger.
Okay. Nice.
So I got a +1 potency rune.
Nice.
I believe is what that means. And so it will have a +1 to attacks.
Okay, so I can just add a potency rune to my other dagger. And I just take that dagger and I just kind of like ting, 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 ting. On the deck.
You still throw the other deck.
Yep, I don't need
this anymore.
So we're
I'll save that. I'm going to use it for medical purposes.
Oh, God. There you go.
Can't wait for that.
So let's talk about cleaning
clean
up the place.
Clean it first, then. It's got like goop on it.
You got things to do.
It's got spider goop on it. Don't medical me with a spider goop dagger.
I didn't dagger anybody.
So let's talk about what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you guys, I think it's going to be, what we might do, we'll roll this a little bit. We're going to generally give you about 2 weeks of downtime.
Okay.
Before you kind of get in back into the story.
Great.
And I'm pulling information about how to upgrade into this place from Age of Ashes, Cult of Cinders. This is book two of the Age of Ashes adventure path. This is by our friend Eleanor Farron. So this great adventure path. But in the back of it, in the toolbox, in this adventure, you also get a fort that you can take care of. And the fort's a lot bigger than what y'all have, but I can kind of adapt these rules for you guys. So I've started kind of going through this, and I like the way they did it, so I don't want to talk about it. Let me get to the right page, though. Yeah, here we go. So starting off, you just need to clean the place. And this is something anybody can do. There's not even a skill roll involved. But I think I decided it's going to take basically 4 days to do it. So like if all of you are contributing to it, you can knock it out in a day.
Okay.
Or if two people are doing it, by 2 days.
2 days,
yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't require any kind of check, it doesn't require any gold, but it's just like hauling out broken furniture, disposing of detritus, cleaning out the fishing like storage room, and making the rooms clear enough for repairs and for upgrading.
It's demo day, guys.
So like, there's a couple things you can do during your downtime. That's one of them. You can also earn an income.
Yeah.
Like, some of you are trained in performance and whatnot, so if you want to go earn some money back in Otari, we can talk about how you can do that too, and what kind of jobs you can find available. So that's another thing you can do during your downtime. You can retrain skills too.
Okay.
You may have to go into the city to find a teacher for some of the things, but assuming you can find one, if you want to retrain feats, retrain your skill proficiencies, that's another thing you can do. So the cleaning is that. After that, you need to make some general repairs to the place to like fix that deck and just fix up some of the hole in the wall where the rafters are coming through, all that good stuff. And so those kind of upgrades, you need to be either trained in crafting, the person who's doing those repairs, or you need to hire a woodworker.
We're gonna have to hire a woodworker.
Yeah. That was I'm like, being trained in crafting is pretty handy. That'll take.
I almost took that.
That takes, I decided, 6 days to make all those repairs, or you pay somebody, they'll take care of it for you. If you're doing it yourself, it's a DC 15 crafting check, but if you hire an expert, they pass it automatically.
Okay.
So, that's some repairs you can make. And now there's things you can do to upgrade the place to give you some extra benefits if you want to. I'll just go through 4 of them, and we can talk about other things if you're interested. You could turn one of the rooms into an infirmary.
Okay.
Once it's completed, it fulfills the healer's tools requirement for medicine skill checks and gives you a +2 circumstance bonus to medicine checks made on the site. So if you need to like heal people, help you cure diseases, things like that, might be handy. You can build a library, which will give you bonuses to borrow an arcane spell, create a forgery, decipher writing, identify alchemy, identify magic, learn a spell, or recall knowledge. As long as you're performing the action on the site, so if you're doing some research, or you don't really have any like wizards doing arcane spells or anything like that, but creating forgeries possibly, identifying magic if you get some stuff that you're stuck on. You can also build a training facility, which will reduce the time it takes to retrain things.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
And you have to do it though per class. Yeah. So when you build a training facility, it has to be like for an alchemist, for a barbarian, for a bard. So it's only for one class. So you have to build multiple ones if you want to, like, I need one for a barbarian and one for fighter.
It's true.
And if you're interested in that, I can tell you how much time it'll reduce those training times. And finally, you can build a workshop for crafting things. I missed something. But yeah.
Corbin's just like, oh, maybe make the fighter one over here.
There you go.
He's like, yeah, I'll take the barbarian one over here.
The big house.
The slime house.
That nearly killed you right off the bat.
And you can also build a workshop to help you craft items if somebody gets into crafting.
I do have some ancestral things that'll help me with crafting, so that might be good to take later. But I didn't take it this time.
That's okay. I think you're right. Obviously, I imagine a lot of this is like, it's all about how much money it takes to...
It's money and time. So a lot of stuff might be a longer term project.
Yeah.
Ollie is going to be able to do for you guys is Ollie can catch you fish to help feed you, to help you subsist. And she's going to stay here. She's not going to go adventuring with you all. But she can, unless something really pressing, you can convince her to do otherwise. But she'll stay here, take care of the place while you're gone, and things like that.
Perfect. Mm.
and get you fish and stuff like that.
That's great.
So maybe like take messages that people come to visit. Yeah. You know,
on-site landlord for
basically. Yeah.
So she's our property manager.
Yeah, property manager, exactly.
So was the plus one dagger a striking or a weapon potency?
I think it's considered a weapon potency.
Yes.
Unless it says striking.
Yeah. Because that'll give you the plus one traits as. Yeah, the striking is for your damage dice.
Yeah. So it's a plus one to your attack.
Be cool if you'd use the dagger at all.
The thing that I would want to know is for the training
rooms. I will.
The training rooms, yes.
For a fighter and a barbarian.
It doesn't do too much.
Just kidding, just kidding.
It's like a...
Do you want to get more information about that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, it's a little complicated. Do you want to know what it will do for you or what it takes to build it?
Both.
Okay, so what it'll do for you, once complete, the training facility fills the role of a teacher when using the retrain downtime activity for the chosen class.
I got you.
And reduces the time required to retrain a feat or skill increase by 2 days, and the time required to retrain a class feature by a week.
Okay.
So yeah, it reduces that. And building it is pretty tough. Building it requires a DC 25 skill check using a skill depending on the class in question.
Oh.
So if it's like an alchemist, you know, you need a crafting check. If it's barbarian, you need athletics. If it's fighter, acrobatics, or athletics.
So be like a medicine check for the physician's office?
For a cleric?
Well, that's different. That's going to be
a different one. This is
about training.
Okay.
Oh. And you also need to be an expert in that skill or hire a trainer.
And how much does it cost?
You're saying yes, infirmary?
Did I miss that part?
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, for the infirmary.
It doesn't necessarily list a cost. I think you do need to pay. You have to get some specialists. They have to hire some specialists to
help you.
I assume to probably stock it with things and whatnot.
Yeah. You need a force of organized specialists. It costs 5 gold pieces a day to have this organized specialists.
And how many days does
future
it take?
Well, future plans.
That will take, and I'm going to...
I'll write this in the future plan section of the notes, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to take...
we have a total of about 16
10 days.
Gold to our group
so
name.
50...
Yeah, that's
so 50 gold pieces.
Each.
50 gold pieces and 10 days total of actual time, and plus the skill check that you have to pass.
Yeah, and you have to be an expert in it.
Okay.
Corwin wants to gamble his one silver piece.
Oh. Okay, no.
Paper, scissors.
Okay. So there's a lot of stuff y'all can do with your 2 weeks time.
Pull their punch and cheers.
If you want to know about earned income, let me know.
So, to the group. So we're thinking training and infirmary is what we want. So
in character.
Yeah.
Have this conversation. What do you do with your time?
Sorry.
That's true.
This is Alex taking notes to write things down. Please.
We'll get there.
Just give me a second to
We can rehash them in character.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'm thinking fighter first. Are there any particular? I have a reason. Are there any particular traits that you know you want to retrain right now?
No, you can do fine.
No, I that's a serious question.
No, it's fine. Rash.
Corwin, be reasonable, my boy.
I'm an old man. I'm sure you need to retrain a lot of your traits.
I wouldn't say that. You know, I just have an academic interest in the arts of fighting.
Isn't he supposed to be training you anyways in fighting?
I'm built different.
I'm supposed to look out for the poor boy.
I know everything.
I promised his mother, you know.
No, really? Wow.
Now let me tell you. Well, I promised her several times, but
so that infirmary.
There we were.
We should do that, right?
And we were on the beach.
That sounds like a really great idea.
Beautiful setting sun. The wine was flowing. Should I go on?
Please don't.
I miss my mom, so yeah.
Start describing
whatever.
What's his mom's name? Because he just keeps calling her mom.
And I just keep calling her lover.
No one knows mom's name.
Write in the comments what you think the mom's name should be, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we can do whatever you guys want. Like, I'm kind of just whatever.
Did you say you can install a forge?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's a crafting room.
Crafting room.
Okay.
We can build a room.
I'm gonna give my one silver piece to Ganah and just be like, here you go. This is what I have.
Hold on to it, hon. It's emergency spending money. If you're ever separated from us, then you can use it.
I'm gonna go
gamble
it immediately.
It's a little mad money.
I will go earn money though.
No, you're gonna help Norris.
I can help. I can make Norris. Money. I have a good performance feat.
Okay. Sure. Why not?
I'm gonna go wrestle.
Listen to me. See what happens.
I'm gonna go gamble my silver and see if I can
take the silver.
I'm gonna go try and earn some money. While they make plans, I'm going to accept whatever they decide to do, and I'll just head to the city immediately and start trying to make money.
Okay. How do you want to earn some money?
I will try and gamble my one silver piece if that is an option, and then otherwise I will try and fight people. Or
just you here now.
I need your money. I will like bare knuckle box or.
You're just gonna start robbing people. No.
I'll be like a hired. I will be hired muscle, but not for protection.
Guard
security.
He's the bouncer.
You're guards.
You can be the bouncer at a.
This is interesting. It says, I'm looking at the rules in Archives of Nethys. There is a reason you don't see the word gambling in the Pathfinder RPG skill set, and that's because gambling is not a skill.
Yeah.
With the exception of mislabeled skill games such as poker, a gambling game is by its very definition based on seeing what luck brings you. You cannot bring your own luck.
It's a game of chance.
There is, however, the profession gambling skill. Am I looking at Pathfinder? I'm looking at first edition.
Was it?
But it's very similar. So we might just have to do like some rolling of the dice.
No problem.
Sounds great.
I also will point out a weird thing about young Corwin, who has a lot of zero skills, has a 7 in diplomacy.
Oh, wow.
I think he's going to go try and find someone. If he can't, if he loses his one silver piece, he's going to try and earn money trying to kind of find someone who will use his brute strength.
Interesting. Okay. Sorry, I got stuck on the gambling, and I'm trying to find something else that you can do. So you're looking to maybe do strength-based, like maybe working, because this is a logging town. Do you want to see if you can earn money using your athletics at the lumber mill?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
And if I could try and maybe either meet someone who also has skill with lumber, mm-hmm. or try and begin that path of learning how to use lumber.
Well, it's very interesting that you asked me that, because the person who runs is called the Giant's Wheel, is the big wheel at the river
wheel?
That runs,
yes.
That has the hydropower to run the lumber mill and to run the flue that takes the logs down to the ocean for transport. And the person who actually is a retired gladiator that I think you were going to introduce us to is the one who runs this Giant's Wheel.
It's your
an old
buddy.
Friend of yours.
Can't wait.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about him?
Yes! It's happening so much sooner than you thought it was, Benji.
This was what that person's role was going to be.
Dang it.
And I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it ahead of time, but that was who that person is.
So, are we there with him, or is he there alone?
No, he went by himself.
So you
don't even know this guy's in town.
He gets introduced to Huke, and his name, he goes by Huke the Colossal. Now, he's a halfling, he got the name because of his exploits in the gladiator pits in Absalom.
I need to meet Huke so bad.
And Huke is extremely arrogant. He's a showman, to the max, and he loves performing, he loves, you know, the crowds, he loves all of the flashy showmanship, and he is, or was, my biggest competition in the gladiator pits. Unfortunately, he had to come out and, run the lumber mill. It's in his family. And the reason that he's not a gladiator anymore is because he had a horrible injury, and so he can no longer fight, but he's still good old Hugh.
What was his injury?
He just had half an arm taken off.
Oh,
so.
Jesus.
I was going to say arrow to the knee.
You're going to say hemorrhoids. I don't know why.
He got hemorrhoids.
He got really bad hemorrhoids.
And he lost half an arm.
Yeah, yeah. And he did lose half an arm. So he's got a little kind of, you know, a little wooden stump that he got from the lumber mill. But no, Huke is My biggest frenemy. We're nice to each other's faces, but hate each other deep in
deep inside.
Well, I hate him. I don't know if
Hugh hates you. Hugh thinks you're best friends.
Remembers me. So yeah.
So you.
I knock on the door of the lumber mill. Sorry, is anybody here at this big wooden wheel?
And yes, let me go tell you a little bit about the wheel too. I've got so many books here because Otari is separated into so many different books. We have the Game Master's Guide from the Pathfinder Beginner Box. And at the end of it, it goes into a lot of the areas in, here in Otari. You can kind of see what Otari looks like a little bit there. There's a little map of it.
Gotcha.
Kind of see up there a little bit. I'll try to put it up on the screen. And yeah, the wheel is over here, number one, the Giant's Wheel, an enormous water wheel that powers the lumber equipment in the Otari Mill. And yes! So, knock, 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 and door opens, and at first you don't see anybody until you look down, and there's this little halfling dressed up in, like, full, like, regalia armor, and he's just standing there, and he's got, he has this nice, where his arm used to be, it is now a weird kind of wooden hand that has this axe in one hand. It looks like it might just be permanently in that hand. And then in his other hand, he has another axe. They just are like, how did you even open the door? He's holding these two axes. And he says, who might you be?
I'm good. I like your axes.
Oh, thank you. They used to call me the Colossal. Now they call me the Colossal Lumberjack.
Oh.
And what can I do for you today?
Well, I was asking if I need work, and they told me to come up here. I told him I'm a barbarian, pretty good in a scrap, and I'm trying to earn some money.
You got any experience working on the lumberyard, young man?
Well, that's a great question. I do have experience.
Tell me about it.
I recently had to renovate a cabin, and I use a lot of tools to hack it forcefully into the wood.
That's always a good skill to have as a lumberjack.
I can use an axe.
All right. We can put you to work.
Sweet.
You like got some strapping arms there.
Thank you. Honestly, it's nice to be complimented for once. I feel like nobody respects me where I come from.
Oh, it's good to have a good strapping lad around.
Yeah.
Looks like you might be able to lift up the logs and toss them into the flue as well.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you've got it pretty well handled. This place is pretty well kept.
Thank you very much. It's been running my family. We've got lots of different lumber companies that come by here that rent out space in here, but it's always us running the place. So we have a number of different agencies that we work for.
Nice.
But as long as you're here, you get here on time in the mornings, you work a good 8-hour day, you're half an hour for lunch, and you're good to go. We don't offer any kind of insurance or anything, so make sure you swing the axe the right way.
Thank you. I would love to do that. I guess I was just hoping to, like, I'm trying to also build not just strength but skill as a fighter and a barbarian. And I just, do you know anyone else in town that could help me with that part? Because like who I'm dealing with right now is just all over the place.
You come to the right place.
What?
I'm Hugh the Colossal Lumberjack. If you want to learn some skills about being a gladiator, being a fighter, learning some weapon skills, learn how to make your way around the arena, entertain the crowds, you've come to the very best.
I just have this vision of a tiny halfling with
I was looking up
the axe and just like, ah.
A gladiator?
Oh, I'm the very best gladiator you'll ever meet. No one ever bested me. I retired undefeated from the Absalom Gladiatorial Pits.
Absalom Gladiator Pits?
Oh, it's me. The very best there ever was, there ever will be.
Corwin, like, kind of knows that Brash was a part of this, but he's only tuned in a little bit. He's like, interesting. All right, cool. Well, yeah, that sounds like you can teach me something, I guess.
I'll tell you what, though, I can't do it for free. This knowledge, these arms, they came from years of experience.
All right.
You work for me for a while, you earn some money, earn some gold, you meet me in the afternoons after a shift, give me some of that money back. I teach you what you need to learn.
Deal.
All right. Now.
I really like the idea that he comes back. when he comes back to the camp. And I'm like, Brash, you have to go with him tomorrow to make sure this guy's legit. You have to make sure. That's part of taking care of a child, okay?
Absolutely.
The best thing about recording these games is that the next week when we come back and we meet Hugh again, I can remember his voice because I can go back and look at it. Yeah. I never understand how GMs can go back and remember the voices they did the week before.
Yeah.
So, you want to earn an income?
Yeah. It's okay. A weird system where he pays me and then I give it back to him immediately, but it's cool. It's you think you could just deduct it or something, like, so I could, you know, get a benefit on taxes, but yeah, it's cool. He pays me and
Brash,
I come back.
Brash, please take him tomorrow.
Are you going to use it for retraining as well? Potentially?
I'm trying to make money for the group, so whatever's like, I don't need to retrain because I'm just naturally gifted, but
quite naturally gifted.
My friend back at the house, he's like, he needs to retrain. He asked if he could turn the small shack into a fighting.
Right. So let me talk about earn income a little bit here. We can talk about this for a second. This is where we can get the information. So this is a downtime activity. So you're going to use one of your skills to make money during your downtime. The GM will assign you a task level representing the most lucrative job available. You can search for lower level tasks with the GM determining whether you find any. Sometimes you can attempt to find better work than the initial offering, though this takes time. So we're going to kind of let you pick what you want to do in this lumber mill. When you take on one job, I will secretly set the DC for your skill check. After your first day of work, you roll to determine your earnings. You gain an amount of income based on your result, the level's task, and your proficiency rank. So if you're in that skill you're going to use, are you trained, are you an expert, are you a master, are you legendary, and that makes a difference in how much money you make. And you can continue to work at the task on subsequent days without having to roll again. For each day that you spend after the first, you earn the same amount as the first day, up until the task's completion. And then the GM determines how long you can work at the task. Most tasks last a week or two, though some can take months or even years. And so the higher the level of the task, the higher the level of the DC.
Got it.
So just to give you an example of kind of where you're at, if you want to take a level one task, the DC for that would be a 15.
Okay.
And
you're not gonna tell me what the task is, you're just gonna say it's level one?
Well, so like a level one task for here would probably be like just chopping down the trees.
Great.
Like a level two task might be like loading the trees into the machinery of this wheel to help it go through the sawmill. Kind of, you can do, and it's kind of based on, like, you guys are level three now, so you might be able to do like a level three task, which requires a little bit more skill. So kind of what were you thinking about using?
Yeah, I think starting maybe level two, I do think I can definitely like chop down trees. But I feel like if I can make a little bit more money, that I'm going to shoot for that regardless of how, I'm not going to limit myself on what I think I can do. So what would level three be?
So level three, you mean the DC of it?
No, like...
Money rates?
Just tell me, yeah, money, and maybe describe to me what you think it, like the, what the action would be,
yeah,
as opposed to loading things in, and I'll see if I think I can.
So what skill were you using? You were using athletics?
I think so. I mean, so far it sounds like it's a lot of lifting and chopping, so athletics.
If you want to make a case for something else.
I mean, dexterity is so interestingly different in this game. That I don't know, like I would say my dex isn't bad, but I just don't know how it really applies to any of the skills that Pathfinder provides in a way that right now makes sense.
Okay.
In terms of lumber milling.
What are you, so if we were looking at athletics then, are you trained or are you an expert?
Expert in athletics.
Okay, excellent. So if we're talking about level three, if you're an expert, you're going to roll your check. If you get a success, you do competent work and you gain, it would be 5 silver pieces a day.
Okay.
Which is so half a gold a day. But if you do get a critical success, you gain, let's say you gain the amount of money listed for the task level plus 1 and your proficiency rank. So it would make a little bit more money. I think you'd earn like 8 silver pieces. But if you fail, you do shoddy work and you get paid the minimum for your time, so you'd only get 8 copper pieces if you fail.
Okay, so a level 3, what's the DC? Or do you want me to commit first?
No, since we're kind of getting the hang of this, I'll tell you. Like a level 3 DC is 18.
Let's go for it.
Okay, you want to give it a shot? Okay, so this is your first day. And so, like, you are taking on a fairly skilled job here. You think that you've got the expertise to be able to really, like, maneuver, bring these logs in, put them in the right place, get it into the machine.
If I can use athletics, yes. I'm trained in acrobatics as well with the +7 dex, but I feel like if I can use my athletics expertise, I'm great with that.
Yeah, because you definitely want to use the one you're expert in, too.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, give it a roll.
21.
Yeah, success. So it's 5 silver pieces, and you can roll that. Do you want to do it for the whole 2 weeks? Do you want to wait and see kind of how it goes? Like, you
can how much is he charging me for training?
So it depends on what do you want to retrain?
I don't really know what I want to I don't have anything that I specifically want to retrain. I guess I'd like more to know, could I train, like, in a crafting skill, or, like, can I try and work towards something like that?
You can't kind of earn extra points in something.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun way. Like, if you wanted to, you could, like, spend some time afterwards to kind of, in some ways, role play or justify your upgrade you got at level 3. You got a flavor where you wouldn't charge you anything.
Yeah.
But, like, some of the things you're learning at level 3, like, what did you learn at level 3? You became expert in athletics.
In athletics, yes.
So he might be that might come from him teaching you how to operate the machinery here, right, how to do the logs and things like that. So you could just do some flavor hanging out.
I deny advantage was a special ability that came with level 3. So I'm not flat-footed versus hidden, undetected, or flanking creatures at my level or lower.
So maybe he teaches you about,
he's just like positioning and stuff like that.
When I was in the pits down in Absalom.
Oh man, you make the pits sound so much cooler than I've heard before.
Oh, you had to be on your toes. You had to be on your toes. It's like, just remembered an old bad joke. It's like what they used to say about halflings. It's like halfling at the urinal, you always have to be on your toes in the pits in Absalom.
Yeah.
And so you never knew when they were going to open up the door behind you and you're going to have some kobolds or some manticores coming up behind you. You never see them, so you always got to be aware of what's going on behind you. So I'll teach you. Yeah. I'll teach you how to have eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah, oh man. If I can grow eyes in the back of my head, I'll be able to see everywhere.
You just don't want
to
grow a whole face back there. That's what we say. Just don't grow a whole face.
No,
just,
that would be dumb.
Just
that
eyes.
That would be inconvenient and dumb. And
who would even think it's such a stupid thing?
It would be a lot of work for another person. That's probably not me.
And then require your GM to have a whole other voice for the whole back of the head. It's ridiculous, really, when you think about it.
Accents are tough. So that's
they are!
Man, I'm loving this. This is great. I'm loving this banter. I feel like I've already learned so much.
Oh, it's good to have you on board. I have to introduce you around to the crew.
Oh, please. And yeah, I'm ready to work. So just, you know what? I got like 2 weeks. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, it's part of the family already.
Oh, man, it feels good to have a family.
And we'll just have to see how long you want to stay there. And if you do want to, like, ever retrain, like, a feat that's related to fighter or barbarian,
you
can do that. Or retrain a skill, like, oh, I don't want to lose a point in this skill and gain a skill that you can totally
do. I'll go ahead and just try and earn 2 weeks' worth of money.
Yeah, and you don't have to roll anymore. Like, you got your success.
Oh, nice.
I don't think you have to roll anymore besides that. You can just continue it if you're happy to roll that over.
I'll be excited to bring whatever I bring home to the crew. Can I just, instead of have gone back like the next night, can I have just stayed, like sent them a letter and let them know I'm staying at the lumber mill to work? And like, because it'll come out as a why later, but I just think that'll be fun. So I've stayed up there and I've just worked, and hopefully I got a message back or something to the crew just like, I'm good, I'm working, I found a great trainer.
I have no adventuring party.
Yeah, and I'll bring money home.
Okay.
And then
decided not to help with the cleanup and all of that.
Yeah. Well, did anybody else make any money yet?
I mean, you're the one who keeps talking.
That's right.
I haven't had a chance yet, thanks.
So your result was a 21, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to say you're doing, there's a cool thing here that there's a calculator on the website that I can actually do a little calculation. And you are an expert, and you're third level. Let me see if it actually calculates this income for us. You spent, it was a DC 18, spent 14 days doing it, we're going to say. You got a 21. You earned 7 gold pieces. It's not hard to calculate, I guess, but if you save over the full 14 days, you'll get 7 gold pieces.
Sick.
So that's not bad for starting
off. I still want to gamble 1 silver piece.
Yeah. So, there are...
I'll do it later, though. I'll do it later.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll get to the other folks. Anybody else know what y'all want to kind of do with your time?
Information?
Well, we had to do some time to clean up. You said it was like...
So, for the three of us, it should take about 2 days for us to clean up. The three of us do it.
Clean up.
Okay.
Someone didn't come back from his job.
I would use 3 of my days to help clean up, and then for a week and 4 days, I'll try to see if there is any work for a medic in town.
Or did you want to try to get information about how to make the infirmary for upgrades? Because we still need to do that part.
It's going to be expensive.
We need money.
Yes. Can I know how much money it would be for the infirmary, though?
It's hiring those workers, I think, is the issue. Okay.
I mean, I could go to town and see, like, how much craftsmen might cost, and then realize that it's, like, 5 gold a day or something like that, and then be like, maybe later. Yeah. I'm going to work.
Yeah. 5 silver a day was a bit of a was a bit rough to find out.
You do have to hire a master, somebody who's a master in medicine to build the infirmary, and this kind of high-level stuff.
Yeah, so... Probably not.
Yeah, it'd probably be a little while.
Yeah.
I mean,
I am pulling it out of a second level, like the levels like 5 through what, I don't know what this adventure path is. So some of the DCs are higher, but it's balanced for that. Just like when you're level 5, 6, 7, and 8. So
yeah, I figure, you know, logging town, people are probably getting hurt, cutting wood down. Yeah.
Smart.
Let's talk about the cleaning real quick. So it's 4 days, 4 man days of cleaning. So do you each want to spend a day doing that? Or, like, and then, like, one person does one more day?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, okay. So you can spend 2 days if you want to.
Yeah, I'll do right, 2 days, so, and then a week and...
So remember, you have 13 days left, and you have 12. And so the cleaning will be taken care of, and the place is cleaned out. So it's ready for general repairs. And you want to spend the rest of the time trying to earn an income?
Yes.
Okay. So...
Patching wounds and healing.
So it's going to be a medicine one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see where you can work in town here. I've got so many different books I'm trying to run this adventure out of, and I think half of them are written by Eleanor Farron. Here is our...
When you're good at something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of places in town, and there's also a... and there's another adventure path book that even has more Otari information. I couldn't find it for today's session. That has the whole city laid out. But let's see where you can learn. I think there is a temple of the Dawnflower. They have a lot of clerics there. They're probably doing some medicine there. So we're going to say that you will probably be helping Vandy Banderdash.
Hmm.
Who is the head priestess of Otari's largest temple, the Dawnflower Library. And she is super eager to help out, and she's very open-minded, and she is there, and there's a kind of some people come in there for some healing from time to time. And so, she's... You want to go into the...
Yeah, I'll finding a religious establishment is a good place to start, so I'll go in there.
Okay. Well, hello there! May the Dawnflower's grace be upon you.
I don't know what that means, but I'm here looking for some work, and I thought that maybe helping people out, religious establishment, they go hand in hand, right?
Well, aren't you a cleric?
Yes, but I'm a better medic.
Well, bless your heart.
Yes.
So
I only have a few healing spells, but I'm very good at treating people in the field.
Well, that's a lovely thing to know and to know how to do. We do have quite a need for it around town here. We have quite a few people working out in the fields, working out in the lumber industry. There's quite a few wolves and other things that people get attacked by when they're out in the woods. And so there's always a need for a skilled healer.
Yeah, we were attacked by a boar.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yes. But I was there, so it was okay.
How does the boar look?
It doesn't look good anymore.
That's what I like to hear.
Looks delicious.
Well, what would you like to do around here? You want to be a healer? How long do you want to work?
I'm good for a week and 5 days.
Well, all right.
Week and 5 days.
So, what level of task do you want to take? Do you also want to do level three?
Sure, and I'm an expert in medicine.
Okay. And you're 2 days down, so you've been on 12 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And go ahead and, if you want to, go ahead and roll and see what you get.
Okay, so... Plus 11.
You have to be an expert in whatever you're doing, right?
No, you don't have to be an expert.
Well, that was a 15.
Okay, so that is a fail.
Yep, that rolled a 4.
So maybe you're not as good of a healer as you think you are.
I got
He's
a little,
more used to, like...
got a little braggy.
Slash wounds and you know, fighter things where they want them to scar.
Not everybody and can not everybody put their money where their pockets are.
Day one was a lot of splinters. I don't really do splinters.
So it says, as a failure, you do shoddy work and get paid the bare minimum for your time. Gain the amount of currency listed in the failure column for the task level, and it will...
Ooh, wait, can I? Here's my goblin gold. We roll that.
Oh, yes.
Hey. Please be better.
Oh, that's a 27.
Oh.
Perfect.
Almost a critical success, which would have been really good. So 27, so we'll roll that in. And so, yeah, you are able to earn 6 gold pieces for your time there.
Ooh. Nice.
So it's starting to add up.
Everything's coming up for this party.
Excellent job. All right. Got you a bunch of brush.
I will also earn income, and I want to go to a tavern, and I want to sell stories to a bard.
Okay, there's a couple of taverns in town. So, you can tell me where you want to go. There's the Crow's Casks. There's a sign over the door to this two-story building that depicts a group of drunk crows perched on a leaky cask. It is more than just a tavern. It is a brewery and a shrine to King Kaelian.
Oh, that's where I'm going.
Oh, you didn't need to say anything else.
A sweet body brew. So yeah, as soon as I round the corner and see it, sweet body brew. This is it.
You open the door and on the inside you see this old grizzled man with a long beard. He's got an eye patch and he's got a peg leg. Arr! What can I do for you?
Why? I'm looking for a bard around these parts.
You look for a bard, are you?
I am indeed, sir.
Oh, you are a bard.
Why, no, I'm not.
Oh, you're looking for a bard, are you?
I am looking for a bard.
A bar or a bard?
Both.
Well, you're finding the one here anyway. Come on in, get yourself a drink, pull up a stool.
Stunning, wonderful.
Welcome to the Crow's Casks. My name is Magaloy. What's your name, old man?
What? My name?
Old man.
It is Brash Vaunson.
Sorry, it's hard to tell, got the one eye. Brash Vaunson. Why does that name ring a bell?
Well, that's because I am the storied gladiator from the pits of Absalom.
Are you now?
Why, I am indeed.
What are you doing here in Otori?
Well, I've decided to go on a little adventure, as it were. And in fact, I'm spending some time with some friends of mine at a fishery just down the way.
At a fishery?
Yes.
What kind of adventure can you do in a fishery?
Well, we're just getting settled in there, and then we're going to go adventuring later. But in the meantime, I'm looking maybe for just for a bard to share some of my stories with. I believe the people would love to know my exploits, my greatest wins and the most dramatic moments of my career.
Are you looking for work as a bard, are you?
Why, no.
Want to get paid in tips or paid in free lodging?
Not work as a bard per se, but I would sell my tales to a bard.
Well, there is a brothel down the way if you want to sell your tale.
Well, I wouldn't mind doing that either.
Your tales, your stories.
Oh, indeed, sir, yes.
Oh, I understand. Now, sorry, I'm a little slow on the uptake. That's as I say.
Running around.
That's how he went and lost his money.
That's my mother you're talking about.
Brash, you say your name
poor
is.
Silver.
That's right, that's Brash Vaunson.
Well, let me ask you this, Brash. What god do you swear allegiance to?
Caden Kalian.
Caden Kalian, the drunken god.
My ear's going down.
Indeed.
I'm picking the audio, I'm sure.
sweet Caden Kalian. That's sweet barley brew. That's what I always say.
You've come to the right place, then.
Lovely.
Well, it's always good to have a fellow follower of the accidental god. Come have a seat. I want to hear your stories, too.
Wonderful.
And, you wanted to get some work here?
I want to figure out a way to either... And I don't mind working as a bard. Like, if people just want to hear me tell stories, I guess I can, but...
is this technically work, or is this more sowing rumors?
You should just be a bartender who gets people drunk, and then you just bore them with your stories.
But this is also... Sewing that is part rumors. Of it. Like, part of this is me trying to kind of insert tales of of like Brash's greatness.
Oh, definitely.
And just because it's who I am, and I really want,
I really want his new boss to hear about it.
It's metagaming, but he will hear about this.
In case anybody's taking notes, this guy's name is Magaloy. I don't know if it was clear, he's a retired pirate.
Yeah.
I've tried to make that kind of subtle. I know if you can read between the lines a little bit.
Are you kidding me?
He enjoys experimenting with new drinks. Is something that you will learn. And that's Magaloy.
What's the name of the bar again?
Crow's Casks.
Yeah, Crow's Casks.
Which has come up in our lives before. The Crow's.
There's also the Crook's Nook in town. It's another bar. So, what are you trying to do with your time here exactly?
I want to find a bard, and I want to convince them that I have stories that are so good that they're going to pay me to tell them.
So, in game mechanic terms, your ultimate goal here is performance to earn an income?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm performing for the bard. And then they're going to perform for the crowds. And everyone's going to love it.
Well, you had the performance yourself, so you don't... Do you necessarily need an intermediary?
Yeah, that's true. I could probably do it myself.
You can just kind of go in there and just tell your stories and reenact the things. You want to have, a partner in crime.
No, I'm down for that. That sounds good.
Okay. So you want to do a level 3 task?
Yeah.
Because that's available to you with Magaloy. Yeah. All right, and you've got 13 days to spend if you want to.
I'll do that.
All right. Go ahead and roll your check.
Okay.
Some pretty dice there.
They are gorgeous dice. That's an 18.
An 18, DC 18.
Oof. Sweet.
So, sweet barley brew, you just made it. Yeah, 6.5 gold.
Meets beats.
For you. Great. Working for Magaloy.
All right. 6.5
gold. And were you also interested in, is spreading rumor around here? I'm trying to remember if that's Pathfinder 1st Edition or 2nd Edition.
I haven't seen anything about spreading rumor.
Look. Why does that be diplomacy? Bell?
I mean, I got it from D&D, but...
Maybe, yeah. That just sounds so familiar. I'll look and see if there's anything...
It's in D&D.
Persuasion.
It's in Insights, I think.
Or diplomacy, I guess it would be diplomacy. Well,
don't forget.
So rumor is a feat. If you're an expert in deception, members of the Firebrands archetype, or whatever, you can spread rumors about a specific subject, so that is a feat.
Man, that would have been sweet.
Very cool.
No one cares right now.
All right. We're up to our bard with our bard.
Okay, two things.
Okay.
Two things. First thing, because no one else is responsible, gonna go figure out who can actually fix our stuff.
Okay. Like, did you do general repairs?
Yes, who can do general repairs? I'm gonna go find.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are supposed to be making money so we could do this.
Yes.
So one of us actually has to do it, and since still have gold, I'll go do this.
Oh, yeah, you do still.
I mean, you could work after you find
it.
I was asking the lumber mill guy if he could help.
I mean, I'll go.
Then you got distracted.
I'll follow you to work one day and just be like, I'm gonna get the wood. And go ask him.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna go up to. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to have that conversation? Well, you go up and you go to find him.
I'll answer the door, like, since I've been there.
Yeah. Hey, you've been there a couple of days.
No, what's up?
Where's your boss?
he's out back.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Nice to see you, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not happy with you, and I don't talk to people when I'm angry with them, so let's go.
Okay. What?
You haven't been to the house.
I thought you had an unseen servant.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, if they're unseen, maybe they could still be useful seen.
Come here. Bring your face down. And I just give me a little kiss on the forehead. Because I want you to be safe.
Okay.
And I don't know them.
Oh, God. I'm so used to the opposite of the positive reinforcement that I get with them.
I'm going to hit Brash so hard later.
And yeah, I take her out back to meet the big guy.
The big guy.
That's what I wanted.
Okay? I'm expecting him to be a huge guy now.
Yeah. I think you have to meet the big boss.
He's like a 2'6" halfling. He always walks around with like at least one of the.
He's
like
still bigger than me, isn't he?
What's that?
He's still taller than a goblin.
Well, it's probably pretty similar.
Yeah.
Boss, this is Gana. She's my friend and my roommate.
Well, it's good to meet you.
You said big boss. I like this one.
Well, what can you do for you? You looking for work as well?
Oh, no, not right now. Maybe later. I need some repairs to our fish camp because, oh my god, there's so many rotted wood places. And we have some wood, but I'm not too sure about it. It's probably been there in a while. So we need to make sure that we have the right kind of wood, and then we're going to go ahead and put it all together. And do you do that, or do we have somebody else who does that, or can you help me with that?
So it sounds like you're looking for a foreman.
Sure.
Well, I don't think that I have the time to do it myself, plus you couldn't afford me.
Oh, honey.
But I think we've got a half-orc fella. Cor, why don't you go introduce her?
Yeah, no problem. Boss, I was going to also ask, like...
You should bring him to dinner sometime, hon.
Oh, no, he's pretty cool. He's got some great stories.
know Brash loves stories, too.
Yeah, they are way better than Brash's. but they remind me a lot of Brash's, weirdly. But it's, I don't know, I don't think it's related. I don't really listen to what Brash says.
You really don't. It's the whole point of him being here, dear.
But, boss, I'll take her to meet him, but do you think if I chopped wood that we could, like if I did the labor on the side and I brought different wood that wasn't yours that I could try, we could work out some kind of deal?
Oh, you wanted to take some time on the mill yourself?
After I've put in a full day's work and maybe sometime after we're done training and you've taught me all these cool stuff, all this great stuff.
I'll tell you what. You go talk to Brenda, find some time when the mill hasn't been rented out for the time. If you can find some open times in the schedule, we'll look the other way if you need to get a little woodworking done.
Go talk to Brenda real quick.
Okay.
You better take good care of this little boy.
Why, he is in the care of... I've already forgotten his name. Cuke the Colossal Lumberjack! They don't come better than me.
There's so many jokes there that I'm not going to make. But that is essentially somebody I need to take care of. So I will kill you.
You can look up at the sign that we've had an accident in more than 3 days.
She's gone full Midwestern mama.
Trust me, we got a gladiator, and I've got a cleric that will bring you back to life, and then I'll just kill you.
Yeah, Brenda said we could totally use the mill.
Isn't that sweet?
Whenever she points at you, he points at you as well with his wooden hand. He's like, "We don't have any accidents in this place. This is the safest place that he can be in this entire town."
Well, yeah, I mean, I nicked my arm the other day, but y'all fixed it. It was good.
And as he says it, and you say that, he looks down at his arm and begins to point with the other arm instead.
So how'd you lose that arm now?
That's none of your business.
I mean...
It's a private story.
He's...
Not a joke.
He doesn't talk about the arm.
Go introduce him to the half-orc.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go. We can go talk to the half-orc.
Brenda?
No, Brenda was the...
Brenda's the scheduling person.
Scheduling person.
Oh, yeah.
The half-orc...
Brenda, the half-orc. Brenda is also... There's a lot of Brendas here.
I was going to say, Morris the half-orc.
I'm going to... Never mind. I'll wait for you to tell me what the half-orc does.
What I was going to do is I'm going to have a little fun with this. I'm going to let you create the half-orc. Who is one of the kind of lieutenants here.
Okay.
He's kind of been here for a long time, a little bit of a veteran. You can give me a name for your half-orc?
Terry.
Terry the half-orc?
Terry.
Yeah. And, so you go up to Terry. What do you need?
Hey, Terry. We're looking for a foreman. And,
Right.
We can't really afford, like, prime time stuff. And I know you do it on the side and you do a great job. Mm-hmm. So I was just hoping, right. He says right a lot.
Okay. I'll deal with it. Hi, Terry, what's up?
Hello, yes. Name's Terry. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Gana.
Oh, nice to meet you.
I'm going to tap his little knee.
Thank you.
Yeah. We do need a foreman. We're like down the road at the fish camp. Yes,
Tamerley Tamerley's
old place. Yes. Recently.
He's surprisingly smart, but he says right a lot. And, like, I think he's just filling time.
Okay. You know, it's like we're gonna go ahead and get that done. I already found some places where there's rotted wood. Oh, we kind of need to make back down a few windows, doors, walls, you know, the whole shebang.
Right. Little demo here and there, and then putting things together.
Demo's about done, so all we need is like things to get all fixed up.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. What are your rates?
Well, you know, I think I could do it for. Well, I'd probably have to take a look at the job first, and then I'd tell you how long it might take. But to hire me and my crew, it'll be
a gold piece a day.
Perfect. That sounds great. So, how about I give you a gold right now, and then you can go ahead and come down and check it out this evening, and you just go ahead and give me a timeline. It's a little retainer kind of thing.
Little retainer, right.
Yes. If you don't come, I will find you and kill you, though.
Oh, why? It won't come to that there, madam.
Thank you.
Terry, I'm too embarrassed to ask because he's like such an idol. But do you think the boss would want to come and maybe y'all could stay for dinner or something like that?
Oh, well, yeah, I make a really good fish stew.
I don't know. You know how Hugh is. He's so particular with his food and he likes the finer things in life. I'm not sure if he'd be there to come to the fish camp.
We can find something good. If you bring him, I promise.
Right.
Ganah can make something great. Mm. Norris can probably. He says a lot of things I don't understand, but I think he could help. I think he could help with this situation. I just have a feeling. So if you could, will you just ask him? Because I know you've worked together for decades.
Of course.
You fought with him.
Right.
So you know all of his backstory.
Know him real well.
You fought? Were you an adventuring party or something?
Well, I did a little bit of work on. As a foreman, when you go to a place to get real work, when you find some place that's constantly getting destroyed. So
I worked
as a foreman in the gladiator pits of Absalom.
Always
having to build things there. Well, then you know it well.
Yeah, that's how I know Absalom.
You know it well.
Yeah, that's where we met, Sunshine.
Of course.
Yeah,
so,
that's where we met up.
And then I had a couple of kids and came out here to Otari.
You know, it's a nice place. Well,
of course,
I'm
slower
pace.
It so far.
It's
lovely.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll if you ask the big guy.
I'll ask him.
You ask the big guy. We're going to head back.
Can't make no promises here, but I'll ask him.
This is my last day, so I'm heading back. So if you can come, that'd be great.
Of course. No. Right.
So what you can do is you can roll a diplomacy check to make a request using Terry's stat sheet. Okay. It's good they have a backup character now in case something happens to Brash.
I do love Terry.
So he gets a +2 to this.
It's a 9?
He's not going to walk 3 hours for some fish.
Yeah.
He's way too busy for that.
Oh, that's true.
Way too busy for some fish.
It is a trip
down
there.
Well, there you
go. Yeah, cool. When I asked him and... he can't make it tonight. I'm real sorry.
Like, I feel like if he could be on our party, maybe we could get rid of Brash.
Well, sounds like you really got some hard feelings toward this guy.
It's just like, I feel like he's trying to, like, he thinks he knows me, and he doesn't know. So it's just like, you know what? I'm going to go ask the boss myself. I hate to feel like.
Right.
I'm gone.
Thanks, Terry. And I'm gonna go to Hugh. I'm gonna go to Hugh.
I love this name.
Just ask, you know, Hugh. I've really appreciated everything you taught, and I was just hoping that maybe you could come. Terry's coming out to look at the place, and I was just hoping that maybe you could maybe tell them that I'm good enough.
Go ahead and roll your diplomacy check to request.
22.
So it is a success, not a critical success.
I forgot you got a +7.
So what this means in terms of game mechanics for requests is the target agrees to your request, but they might demand added provisions or alterations to the request. So, what would be a good provision or alteration to this request?
It's up to you, big guy.
Yeah. So, I think what he would say is, what do you want me to tell them exactly about you?
Just that I am a good fighter, and magic weapons are something that good fighters deserve. but Drap,
this whole time I've just been mad.
Yeah, it's like
listen, Corbin, listen to me. I'll go down there with you. We'll have some dinner, and I will stand behind you as you tell them yourself. You tell them what you want them to hear.
Oh, boss, I couldn't possibly announce my feelings to a group of people in that kind of
way. You don't tell them your feelings. You tell them how you deserve to be treated.
Yeah, that's not feelings. That's just getting what... That's taking what I want.
That is. Standing up for yourself is what it is.
That sounds like feelings again, boss.
You've shown what you're capable of here this week. You've been able to come to this job with very little experience except for driving your axe into the own wall. And cleaning a rat in two.
Wow, you really read through the lines. That's fine. No problem, boss. All right, let's go.
All right.
Oh, man.
And coming down for dinner tonight.
Oh, dear Lord.
We have Gana, we have Norris, we have Brash, we have Corwin, we have Huke, and we have Terry, and we have Ollie. For the grand dinner at the Tamidly Tanderville Old Skill Fishery. The other thing that you need to think about, are you going to rename your headquarters, and do you have a name for your adventuring party yet?
That's right.
And I think a good time to find that out would be next week.
Oh!
You better see that.
Thank you.